The Jazz have acquired Tabo Cephalosha to try to fill that void left from Gordon Hayward. Want to get a perspective on the Atlanta side of things from Chris Vivlamore, beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Follow him on Twitter at CVivlamore8JC. Chris, how are you? Welcome in, man. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. And I don't know anything about the Pac-12.
Well, I can tell you, USC is going to handle a lot of the storylines, and so is Washington. But around here, Tabo Cephalosha's got a lot of headlines. Yeah. Folks are excited about, you know, what he can potentially bring to the Jazz. What was the fan reaction a year ago? I mean, what would the Hawks say was Tabo's best contribution to the team last year?
He's just the Hawks covet, defensive, athletic wings, and I'm sure the Jazz do too, obviously, with Quinn Snyder. So he just kind of fits that mold of guys that can play defense first. That's the most important thing. He's the guy that guards LeBron, things like that. And then he does have a bit of an outside game. His three-point shooting has fallen off a little bit here the last couple of years. But, I mean, in the Hawks system, which I think will probably be similar in Utah, he's an athletic, defensive first, wing.
I'm going to ask you to guesstimate here, unfortunately, Chris. But how many years of solid NBA basketball do you think Tabo has left in him being 33 years of age?
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine two, three, that being that kind of top, where he is now. He's had some health issues, in his 3 years with the Hawks, his hamstrings and things go. So, but if he can stay healthy, I think he's got at least a solid 2-3 years as being that kind of, reserve off the bench guy, give you 20, 22 minutes a night.
Where would you put Tabo Cephalosha's health overall, if you could give him a letter grade? Like you mentioned, he had a couple of hamstring issues, had a very public broken leg incident. If you were to give him a letter grade as far as health, where would you assess him right now?
Well, but he was healthy. Certainly, he didn't play in the playoffs, but he was healthy during that stretch. So, but over his 3 years with the Hawks, I'd probably say it's, somewhere between a C and a B, just because, like I said, he did miss those kinds of injuries. When you get them, you're not back in a couple games. It's now you're talking about a lengthy, maybe out for a month type thing to get them right. So, somewhere in there, that's where I would put him. But he was, he certainly was healthy at the end of the year. He just wasn't in the rotation.
Did Atlanta expect Tabo Cephalosha to shoot the ball more in their system, or did he fulfill about what they assumed he would as far as his role?
No, I think as far as shooting, he probably fit right about into the role. It's a ball movement. When you're open, you shoot it type offense. So he didn't get a lot just because of, for the most part, he was a reserve player. He did start kind of a big chunk of last year or second half of last year. It's kind of if the shot's there, you take it. He certainly was a three-point shooter in Oklahoma City. I was just always more impressed. He does have a drive to the basket type game, can really go with either hand. That would serve him well. So, as a slasher type part of his game, I think is underrated.
We saw Joe Johnson out here for the Utah Jazz transform his game, essentially moving to the four spot last year, and he shined there. Is there a possibility for Tabo to play, other positions on the floor?
There were times last year that he was at the four. When they went small ball or other teams went small ball, he could slide into that four spot. So if the matchup's right, he can do it. Kind of that three is a sweet spot. But he could certainly, go just because of his defensive ability, become more of a power forward if you need, in a pinch or for short stretches.
How is the organization planning on moving on from Paul Millsap and Dwight Howard this year?
Yeah, so they don't like the word rebuild, but that's exactly what they're doing. And I don't know, they still want to be competitive, but it's clear once you lost Paul Millsap, Tim Hardaway, they moved on from Dwight Howard. They're building through the draft. I mean, Travis Schlenk came from the Warriors, and that's how they did it. You draft Steph Curry, you draft Klay Thompson, you draft Draymond Green, and that's, I think, what they're looking to do here. They had two first-rounders last year. They're really happy with John Collins, their first-round pick this year. He's really shined in summer league. If the Timberwolves make the playoffs, they've got three first-round picks next year and two the following year. So, you know, they're going to play their young guys. They're going to get them experience, and they're going to, you know, have a crop new of draft picks coming up through. I think that's clearly how they're going to move up forward.
You guys can read Chris on Twitter at CVivlamoreAJC or at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Beat writer for the Hawks, he's Chris Vivlamore. Chris, we appreciate you joining us. Have a great week.
Oh, yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you.